Do you know no one in this whole world has the power to be you? And when God designed you, He designed you with a great future in mind. He designed you to dream big, God-sized dreams. Ephesians 3:20 says that He's able to do the exceedingly abundantly in your life, more than you could ever ask or imagine. You know, it's great to know, and it's comforting to know that God has a great plan for our life, but you know, sometimes it's hard to see that. It's hard to dream those dreams because we get caught up in our own limitations. We get caught up in the day-to-day living. And sometimes it's hard to see out of our little box that we've been living in for so long. And it's hard to embrace those God-sized dreams that we know are there, but we've kind of put to the side. You know, I can think of an individual who almost lived a small life, didn't embrace who God had designed him to become, because of his limitations. And this is a young man who grew up on a dairy farm in North Carolina. He was destined to be a professional baseball player. 17 years old, he gave his heart to Jesus and he felt the call of God to preach. And he tried to preach and he failed miserably. And he said, I'm not doing this. Finally, he couldn't shake the calling. And he told God, God, if you want me, you got me. He preached on street corners. He preached wherever he could. He was laughed at. He was booed at. He was thrown off the streets, but he kept on going. Soon he was invited to places to speak, and all over the world he ministered the gospel. And this young man, he became one of the greatest evangelists of all times. Billy Graham refused to settle and stay in the world that he knew and allow his current situation and his setbacks and imperfections even to keep him from God's bigger plan that he had for his life. I mean, how many millions of people gave their heart to Jesus because one man chose to step out and dream God-sized dreams? Ephesians says we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Do you know that God has prepared you for good works? He has prepared you for an amazing future. Y'all listen, it doesn't really matter what you don't see in you. It matters what God sees in you. He sees you as a masterpiece. He sees you as someone who can do amazing things. Think about in scripture, people saw David as a nobody, but God saw him as a giant killer and as a mighty king. I think about Sarah. People saw her as somebody old that was barren, couldn't have kids, yet God had the audacity to call her the mother of all nations. People saw Esther as an orphan, but God saw her as someone who would save a nation. I love that. God really does believe in us. It's time that we believe in us. And what you need to know is God's not limited by where you are at the moment. He can turn things around for you in no time. Think about Peter. One day he was a fisherman. And the next day he was a fisherman. One day Paul was killing Christians. And the next day he was a Christian. God can do anything. God puts something in each of us that's not common, that's not ordinary, and definitely not a life that's just intended to settle for. God wants you to overflow with success, with dreams, with joy and happiness. He wants you to have an amazing future, an amazing relationship. He wants your family to be amazing. But y'all, here's the deal. The enemy doesn't have those plans for your life. His greatest fear is your tomorrow. And he rarely ever misses an opportunity to bring discouragement in your life. He doesn't want you to see your value. He doesn't want you to see your worth. He doesn't want you to see your potential. So he'll distract you into everything that you're not so he can keep you from everything that God has promised you. Or he'll try to distract you into everything you got to do every single day. He'll keep you bogged down. He'll keep you discouraged. He'll keep you with a mindset that you're never going to come out of this. So here's my encouragement to you today. Don't get God mixed up with the enemy. See, I go back to the scripture, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Of course the enemy wants to discourage you. Of course he wants you to stay limited. Of course he doesn't want you to dream those God-sized dreams. Don't get him mixed up with the enemy. And then don't allow your current circumstances to dictate your future potential. Now that one's so good, I got to say it again. Don't allow your current circumstances to dictate your future potential. God is not limited by where you are at this moment or by who you are at this moment. Now, I've got a talk about my dad here for a minute. He grew up in a home that never taught him about God. They never went to church. He didn't know anything. And finally, his story was at 17 years old, he was coming home from a nightclub at 2 a.m. in the morning, and he just had this longing for something else. And he cried out to God, and he said, God, if you're real, I need to know you. Long story short, my dad gave his life to Jesus, and it changed everything for him. He pastored a church, and eventually when he and my mom married, they pastored Lakewood Church for 40-plus years. Just think, the enemy wanted to keep him from that moment. He wanted to keep him from that moment of accepting Jesus into his heart. My point is this: God is not limited by where you are at this moment. Maybe you didn't grow up in a loving home. God's not limited by that. Maybe you didn't grow up in a successful home. God's not limited by that. Shake off those limitations, stop thinking that way, and know that God can do anything at any moment in your life. And then don't wonder if you're going to be picked by God. Here's a newsflash. He's already chosen you. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to work for it. God loves you just the way you are. And then don't limit yourself because you don't feel qualified. Y'all, most of us have never felt qualified. We just surrender ourselves to God and say, God, use me. And then don't let who you were talk you out of who you are becoming. That is so good. You are not who you were yesterday. You are not your failures. You are not your mistakes. You're not the trauma you've gone through. Let all that stuff go. Determine every single day you're going to get better. You're going to become more like Jesus. And just determine every single day, I'm going to grow. I'm going to grow out of this box. I'm going to grow out of my limitations. And I'm going for that exceedingly abundantly that God has for my life. Don't settle for ordinary because you were made for extraordinary. Nelson Mandela said, there's no passion to be found in playing small and settling for a life that is less than the one that you're capable of living. Start thinking and acting like the person that God designed you to be. Or just dare to do it. Dare to believe that if you have God on the inside of you, you have greatness on the inside of you. And you know, you got to realize that God's plans are not limited by your understanding. You don't have to have the blueprint. You don't have to have the explanation or the step-by-step process. You simply have to trust that God has you in the palm of his hands. He has your back. He's going to light each step of the way. And then you got to put feet to your faith and step out of your comfort zone. You got this. Your destiny is just waiting for you to show up. Dream those God-sized dreams. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed it today. And if you haven't subscribed, I would love for you to do that. Hit that notification bell. Each week we send out multiple videos, and I hope they've been a blessing in your life. We have an exciting event coming up on April the 12th. It's our Better Life event. It's going to be in Grapevine, Texas. I'll put all the information below, but seating is limited. I'm excited that my mom, Dodie Osteen, my sister, Lisa Comas, are going to come. We are going to have a live House of Hope that night. I'm going to bring an encouraging message from the Word of God that I believe will strengthen your faith and get your hopes up. And then I'm excited that my brother, Joel Osteen, is going to be there for a special time of encouragement and prayer. April the 12th, 7 p.m., Grapevine, Texas. Tickets are available at my website below. I hope to see you there. I would love to meet you. Hey, until next time, I hope you have an amazing day.